your parents' living room to now what you're doing now. You've got like, what, 2 or 3 shops. Mm. You're online, you're smashing it. Mm. You're collabing with some of the biggest names in the UK.
Yeah.
Do you kind of pinch yourself?
I'm a bit of a sucker for chasing the next thing, to be honest. Yeah. I don't reflect on, like, sometimes just the previous week. My business plan for how far it's going to go is quite, like, ambitious. Mm. You've got to have a fire in your belly. So, for me, if you don't have the fire in your belly, you won't see it through.
Don't just talk it, walk it. Walk is only. Don't just talk it, walk it. Don't just talk it, walk it.
Yeah, we're not here to muck around, huh?
Is this your tune?
Yeah, it's intro. Walk is only. Hannah Jones.
Hi.
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 Hannah, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
A bit nervous? Are you good?
I'd be more nervous if I didn't know you.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say something honestly, like, that you're inspiring me and many others. I'm so proud of what you're doing. You've been absolutely smashing it for some years now, but just to see it all come to fruition, and I'm really excited about this podcast. I've been thinking about it when I reached out to you. I was like, this is going to be a gem, purely from, you know, we're from the same area, went to the same school.
Yeah.
And I just love seeing people win. And when I see what you're doing and the click that you've got, as in the girls that went to school with you and what you're doing now and you're still together, that's like, you know, that's a proper inspiration team, like, you know, between each other. So thank you so much for coming on.
That's okay. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Well, look, I know you're busy earlier. We were just in the head of the game then, and you were having like a team meeting, yeah, getting shit together. And then I was like, hey, do you want a podcast? Or what was going on today?
Yeah, so every Monday is our reset day. So we thought we'd come over to the head of the game, have some food, some coffee. Yeah, Monday's the start of the week. That's where we start.
Mm.
Set our goals for the week, yes, get motivated, and yeah.
How do you motivate a team?
Oh.
By actions or words?
Words followed by actions. Mm. Yeah. So a Monday is all about setting up the week and then how we're going to execute what we've written down on paper, basically.
Nice.
So that's what we were doing earlier over in the coffee shop.
Yeah, nice. So does everyone have to be a dry robe, or is it just one? You can't see the person behind the camera. She rocked it in a dry robe. She's getting it after this.
Yeah, no, dry robes are not a thing. Only one. We allow it for one.
Yeah, you got to strike one and that's it.
Yeah, but,
No, I love what you guys are doing, or girls are doing, sorry. But it kind of, it's not surprising me, because you've, even in the school day, you were always driven. And I remember, like, I didn't obviously go to uni, but I knew, like, when you were in uni days, you always had this ambition that you wanted to really succeed, and you always pushed your potential, maybe at times hit that burnout button because you, yeah, just always wanted to do so much.
Yeah.
Where did it all come from?
God, it's a really good question. I don't know. I've got a bit of a drive inside me. Anything I do, I got to try and do it my best. So that's why I can't come to your 6 a.m. class, because my head's not in it at the minute. But I don't know. My dad's always been a bit driven, and he's always told me that if I do something, just do it to my best. So whenever I do something, I'm like, gotta try and hit it. And if not, like, well, it's not if not, if you don't do it, then it's like, how can you improve it?
Yeah.
And it's always like self-recognizing where you're going wrong, or a failure is never really a failure, it's just a setback, and what can you do to overcome it again?
That's so good.
I don't know, I just got a drive to just get it done.
Yeah, basically. It's pretty mad, like, not mad, it's amazing that you can say that, because to understand, like, that it's never a loss, it's a setback, to like, how do we pivot, like, forward, but like shift a little bit, because so many people hit that roadblock and they go, ah, it's too hard, or nah, I'm not doing it anymore, I've got knocked back. And it seems that you're just like, okay, next job.
I move. Yeah, it's like, sometimes things, it's uncontrollable, like the weather changes, your shops are closed, like, it's simple as that sometimes, or external factors can make things not go your way, but you can't let that stop what you're doing. You've just got to move with it, and you learn from it. And then that's what basically we do most weeks. We're just like, right, this happened, what can we do to change it and move on?
Love that. Love that. It's one thing I want to go off record as well. My brain's just come back to something. I remember you telling me, so your dad died, David? Yeah. I remember because he worked in the college, right?
Yeah.
You probably know where I'm going to go with this story, but I used to do the bricklaying in college back in the day. And he was like, I remember you coming up to me one day, you were like, my dad said that he's caught you smoking in the college. Do you remember this? I was like, mate, I never smoked, but I was with smokers because they're all bricklayers and window lickers. Yeah. But, and I just wanted to clarify, Dai, if you're listening to this, mate, I never caught me smoking fags. Let's just get that right. But,
yeah, he was like, what's he doing? That rugby boy, all you smoking in the smoking shelter. I was like, oh, is he?
Yeah, mad times. It's funny how your brain just takes you back. So, Han, let's start. You know, where did Mini May start from?
Oh, God. Do you know what? It's really weird to sit here right now and be where we are because it started from wanting things like nice dresses, having to work stupid amount of hours on your £3.25 an hour, as it was, to be able to buy this one dress. And then I was like, oh, God, surely I want to make a return on this. But there was no such thing as Vinted, and eBay was around, but it wasn't as popular as it is now. Yeah. Depop wasn't really a thing. I was like, I wonder if people would rent this dress because it's still got such good worth and it's really nice. But I've worn it once and I was just a girl who liked to look nice and wear things again and again. So that is literally how it started. Like, we used to rotate our wardrobe with all the girls in school, as you know. Yeah. And then I just thought, I wonder if people would rent a dress. Instagram was on the rise, so people were doing more and more online. I used to see a girl and in a nice outfit and I'd be like, oh, I love your outfit. Where'd you get it from? And then I'd just be buying it. So I thought, oh, it'd be really cool if I could loan your outfit. And it literally started like that in my bedroom.
Wow.
In my mum's house, yeah.
Really?
And then it quickly took over. So every kind of dress that we bought, rented it a couple of times, reinvested the profits into the business, bought again. And then it just... you want the bigger and better ones, you kind of keep growing, you buy the nicer dresses, and then before I know it, I'd taken over my parents' living room.
But they were happy with that.
Oh, they sold their furniture.
So where do we watch TV?
Yeah. My dad's like, okay, so I have to move into the back room now, do I, to watch my TV? I was like, yeah, sorry. So everybody come to my mum's house. That's how, like, our original customers who know us can't believe how quick it's grown, because they're like, I remember coming to your mum's house.
Yeah.
It's like, pick up an outfit. Then it just developed from there. Obviously, COVID kind of set us back a little bit, which I still wanted to keep Mini May alive because I knew it was going to be a thing, but COVID was just an absolute blocker in the way. There was no events anymore. So then I did other things like jewellery and a bit of boutique wear, the lounge wear, sold off some pre-loved outfits, just had loads of fun on Instagram, basically, during COVID, grew a massive following. And then... Yeah, it just kind of went for it then this year when events started back opening and...
Wow.
Yeah, this is where we are.
Well, you've really, like, from your parents' living room to now, what you're doing now, you've got, like, what, two or three shops. You're online, you're smashing it. You're collabing with some of the biggest names in the UK.
Yeah.
Do you kind of pinch yourself?
Yeah. I think it's some... I don't think... Because I've been so busy working and setting up the business that I don't really stop and think enough about how far we've come, and I think that's been a bit of an issue. So that's something that I'm starting to look to do more of, is just reflect and realize how far we've come, instead of, like, I'm a bit of a sucker for chasing the next thing, to be honest. Yeah. I don't reflect on, like, sometimes just the previous week. So funny enough, we were having a meeting earlier and I was like, right, girls, last week went really well, because I just have to remember that, you know, we smashed it last week, and it's not about this week. It's about talking about last week for five and looking at what we've done. So I definitely do pinch me, because I just think, and like, my business plan for how far it's going to go is quite, like, ambitious.
Good.
Good.
Love that.
So I'm excited for that. So yeah, it is a bit, we're in a good place. We're in a really good place. Timing's been great.
Love it.
And we're surrounded by really hardworking girls. So
do you think timing's been great, but you combine that with a driven mindset, always optimizing, always trying to better it? I love when people saying timing was always good, but, like, is someone always twisting the cogs as well?
Yeah. It's still a really tough market. Like, it's about slowing down fashion, so sustainable fashion. So if you were to Google the growth on, like, the secondhand economy for fashion, it is rapidly growing and it's set to grow masses over the next 5 years. So the timing of that is good, but we have to keep the wheels churning, because obviously we're trying to influence people to rent instead of buy.
It's a no-brainer. The more I thought about it, I was like, obviously days prior to this now, I'm thinking, like, this literally is a no-brainer. If the only concept you think is some people might be funny about wearing what someone else has worn.
Yeah.
But if you get over that,
yeah,
you really get over that, it's probably more cleaner than most places because it's a standard that you have to provide. It's not as if you're going out with like, oh, we've just taken it somewhere. Like, it's a standard that you've got to like keep it up.
We do like quality control check. It's a lot more, like you say, once you've overcome the fact that you're not going to buy again and you're going to rent your outfits for events, we got loads of quality control checklists. This is something that we look to learn to grow and work on every week though, because it's something new all the time. And we learn more and more week on week. So yeah, we quality check everything and we clean everything. Our standards are high.
So of course.
It is pretty good. We've got a team doing all that. So yeah.
No, you've got a pretty exceptional team. I've seen the work you do on social media. A lot of laughter goes around there, but is that the key to keep a happy family?
Yeah, it's hard. Look, We got minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day sales targets. Like, it's not easy, but we're all measured against KPIs. We know what we want to achieve, but I think we got to keep each other happy and keep a smile on their faces. Without that, I don't want anyone in work if they're having a bad day. Just take your time off.
Love that.
And come back because we can't have, you know, if you're having a bad time, just pick yourself up and come back when you're ready type thing. So that's what we try to keep up anyway. Yeah.
So go back now to like early days. Was it a couple of moments? Like you said, COVID took a massive hit. Were you ever like, oh, I think I've missed the boat here, or I've quit? Because I'm going to reflect on a bit of me where like I was very mindful at the stage of who I was telling my business to, because some people are half glass empty instead of half glass full. And if you went, I'm going to rent the dress, or I'm selling dresses, which are hiring dresses and people can wear them again. First response might be, oh, well, what if someone's worn it? And you're like, and you can't have too many of those people in that circle at the start because it's so fragile. Did you ever find that? You're like, oh, I can't, that would get me down early or?
Yeah, I did. But then I just think, you know, how many people are in the UK? How many people are in the world?
Millions.
Yeah. So, you know, if I had just kept my mindset to Bridgen, for example, then I would have struggled because you have got that where people are like, oh, I can't wear that because she wore that. And that kind of tit for tat. But there's so, I had to grow a base where we could like basically market to the whole of the UK. So that's what we did then. I just keep reaching, that's what we do every week. We try to reach new areas, new bits of the UK we haven't even ventured into. So yeah, everything has a bit of a plan. When we collab with people, it's because we want to try and tap into that market, stuff like that. So yeah, but definitely you do have your wall. It looks amazing from the outside, and that's what I want to give off. However, we are a growing business and we are churning the wheels. What's that noise? Do I just ignore it?
Yeah, go.
We are churning the wheels every day and we're learning, we're growing the business. So we just got to keep on going at the minute. What is that?
I think, is it a bird? It's probably the birds, yeah. They come and go. Peter the bird. And
so this is someone trying to sabotage me here.
No. No, you're smashing it. You're doing good. I'm impressed, though, Han. Like, how do you find, like, for instance, your background's accountant. How does one find the niche in something else like this? Because it's two different areas. Obviously, you know, maybe numbers and KPIs is something that you're really good at, and, like, figures and scaling and data, but is it having the right people around you? Like some, like maybe the girls you work with, maybe one is really good at this. So like,
when I started the business, my mum was my rock. So she would churn the day to day for me for a long time. I built a business structure which I just Googled what you need in a business. Funny enough, I know I'm an accountant and I work with businesses every day, but when you're doing it yourself, you're like, right, go back to basics. And then we basically look, we have a chart of like what we need in our business to make it the best business ever. And then month by month, year by year, we try and put people where their best strengths are and like fill those gaps then. So that's how basically we do it.
Who's the energizer?
Well, I'd like to say me. No, I've been really busy.
She's like this behind the camera.
I've been really busy. Kylie is very energetic. Before I've even opened my eyes, it's like 5 to 7 in the morning. She's like, hello, can I go up and meet this customer? She wants this, and that. That's her this morning. I'm literally like, oh my gosh. Yeah, no, she's definitely full of energy.
Nice.
We've just got everybody in their different areas, which are good at things which some people aren't good at, and yeah, you just try to balance it like that then. Yeah. But
yeah, nice. And there's I don't know how many are in the team right now, but obviously we were talking about this when I met you for a dinner with Vic. You lost your social media once, and I know for some people are like, oh, so what? But like, for what you do in your business, social media is like key, right?
Yeah.
And you lost yours a year ago or 2 years ago?
Last year, yeah.
And that would have been like,
oh, no.
Devastating.
Oh, yeah, no, it was last Christmas. Oh, God. It was such a sad time for my family. And I felt like I couldn't pull myself out of how I was feeling on the day. Mm. It was Christmas Day. It was Ovi's first Christmas, and my social media, I just had a message, you've been logged out your social media, and I was like, that's strange. Went on to have a quick look, and like, obviously people have been buying gifts for all their families, so I was like, oh, it'd be really nice to see for an hour, like, who's bought what, who's opening stuff, and I was like, I can get in, and then I found out that, I don't know, I still don't know to this day whether it was a malicious attack or whether it was, you know, but look, I learned so much from it. It did really affect me, because I thought it's not just a figure on social media with lots of people liking your stuff and lots of followers. No. Like, this was a business. I had overheads. If I couldn't post something on the 1st of January that we were having a sale on, how am I supposed to pay people? Like, it was a lot more than that. So it was, yeah, I don't wish it upon anyone. A good bit of advice, mind, that I quickly learned, make sure you get your two-step authenticator on. I told you this.
Yeah.
Anybody who has a business account, I don't know how I didn't know this, but with your two-step authentication factor on, you can get directly contact in to right the way through to Meta, I think it is, or Meta, right. Facebook.
Meta, yeah.
And they will help you, like, verify yourself as a person, and so you're like, they'll help you get your social media account back. But I didn't have that on, so I just went into like a pool of spam, I think.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
they didn't get around to speaking, like, seeing me after 30 days, and that was it. Right. It was the end. But I'd already made my mind up by the early January. I was like, right, I'm starting again. Like, and then it just went. I learned so much. I put my own sales and marketing plan together. I spent 30 days basically on my maternity leave.
Really?
Just, yeah, my mum picked Ovi up every day, and then my parents like helped with Ovi. Jake was back and full work, like helping with Ovi, and I just threw all myself into a sales and marketing plan of how to grow my Instagram account back. And because it was almost like a shop window.
Of course, yeah. Social media now is like, I think, the trump card of all aspects. If you're, you know, you're collaborating with people, you're promoting yourself, and you're passionate. You girls are always on there promoting something, or like, it's a good vibe that that account does.
Yeah.
So, and we were just talking about this earlier. Like, it's not the clothes people buy, it's the people that wear the clothes, and like, you're bringing that energy. Like, if you girls were cows, high chance no one's buying your stuff.
No, yeah. And yeah, all our customers are, you know, friends. Like, we did a launch last week, and they don't just come and pop in. They come, they have a few drinks, they stay for an hour or two. They're laughing, they're chilling, they're talking. It's like flipping a series from Housewives sometimes. Like, the stuff that goes on. But we're all really good friends. It's not like customers. It's like we're all good mates.
Yeah.
So people come in and they, you know, they might need that rant for an hour or two, or they might need that chat for half hour. And then, yeah, they've got their nice little outfit, whatever. But it's a lot more than that in our shops as well. So
at the same time as well, you've got to understand that you do know this, but you're taking a person from probably feeling a bit unconfident about what you wear, what she's going to wear. Does this look good on me? And then you've got you amazing girls in there taking them from that journey to feeling amazing, to looking amazing, to going on the date night and looking good for the partner.
100%.
And when you can do that, you're bigger than just a brand. You're you're changing someone's life, as in the way they feel and act.
Yeah. And a lot, like, vast majority of people come in, they don't just come in for rent in a dress. They come in because they've seen a dress they love to wear, and they always say, oh, I would love to wear that outfit, but...
But I'm not a size or something. I'm not that.
I'm not this, I'm not that. I hate my arms. We all got it. We've literally all got it. But they come in, and then before long, like, it takes half hour. Just, you know, go through the motions with them, the building blocks, give each other a bit of Dutch courage, and they're off. They're like, and they love it, and they look amazing. Mm. So it is about, and then we get messages all the time back. Oh, thank you so much for like helping me wear that. I had so many compliments. I would never have dreamt of wearing something like that. And yeah, and then it's brought them opportunities then, because they're walking into places looking fabulous, feeling really confident, and they're basically turning heads. Yeah. So they're just, we get loads of success stories right off the back of just, you are your outfit at the end of the day, aren't you?
You are.
You are what you eat.
Oh, This girl. It's amazing. Literally, like, I think for me, being away for so long and coming back, and obviously I see a lot what's going on social, but then obviously I through Vic as well. I'm just like, I speak to the boys about it, my mates, and I'm like, it's amazing to see Hannah and the girls, don't want to forget the girls, but like, that people in our area are doing something. And this might go on to my other point, but like, people want to see you do well sometimes, but not better than them.
Yeah.
And that's a really hard thing for me because I want everyone to win.
Yeah.
And it hurts me when, you know, people are like, go, Han, you do it. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you hit this level.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know. It's just a different vibe sometimes. And it hurts me a little bit when I see that because I want everyone to win. But I want this town to really win. I want, like, the people from Agen to be like, we're doing things. Like, what's the weird, mad thing about loads of people from our area, even we're in the same class growing up form.
Yeah.
That you're smashing it. Like, there's, you know, Josh in Australia doing really well. Yeah. There's people that I could reel off that have been on the podcast who are from my area doing well. And it's just mad that we're all doing well.
Yeah. Well, and it's like you say, though, we do, I suppose, like something like this, seeing all your podcasts, like, motivates other people. Mm. I do think there's like an element of everybody's bouncing off each other. I think there is a good energy and vibe with people. Like you say, if the glass is half full and everybody can see that, then you're all bouncing off each other. Like, there's plenty of other people around who motivate me. And like women in business, not just women in business, men, like they all do motivate me. And I learn a lot off them as well. Mm. And I just think that's really important. Everywhere I go, I do try, and I do think it's important the way you carry yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you might be climbing up the ranks in terms of business growth or whatever your target or your achievement or what you want to achieve is, but the way you carry and yourself and maintain yourself is what's important. Yeah. And I think for us as a business, and that's what I say to the girls all the time, no matter where we go, we could be in the Brits next year.
Yeah.
We might be. We could be in Bridgend the week after. I don't care where we go and what we're doing. I want everybody to be carrying themselves the same way. And when people come through to the shop, I want them to feel like they know us, like they do on social media. And I think that's really important to remember, especially when it is anywhere you go and chat to people. But and that's what I find about lots of people in Bridgend doing really well. They do all carry themselves. Yeah. You see them in the coffee shop and they're like, oh, hi. Like, I suppose since you've been back, everybody is, hi, all, how you doing? And that's good. That's really important to keep up and just learning off each other, basically.
100%. And even, like you talk about carrying yourself, it's quite interesting to say that because I've people sometimes saying like, oh, you know, I want to do X, Y, and Z, but I'm not there yet. I was like, well, what does that guy look like doing it? How do you envision yourself doing that? Because if you go in there with this attitude of like, I'm not ready, you're never going to be ready. No. But you've got to, like, sometimes, not the word fake it till you make it, but you've got to envision yourself doing something before you do it, because it just doesn't work out otherwise.
No. Oh, and I definitely think there's an element to fake it till you make it.
Yeah. Well, look, didn't you go to Cannes?
Cannes. Yeah, I was the film premiere and invited.
You told me in the dinner, I was impressed.
Yeah, I mean, don't ask me how, but I've never blagged my way through French security before, but that was definitely a moment of fake it till you make it.
Nah, cheeky smile.
Yeah, I don't know, but that was good. Like, we went to Cannes Film Fest. We did get invited out there, so I think that was the first step. So I went out to basically pitch to investors. That's what it was about. So we were out on a boat just outside the film festival, and this film producer comes back on the boat, and I was like, hello. And we got chat to it, and I was like, she was like, I'm heading home now. I've got to fly back to London. I was like, oh. I was like, what are you doing with your lanyard to get in the film festival? She was like, oh, nothing. I was like, can I have it? and we've stayed friends since. Like, I just basically, just went in the film fest, had a really good time, met loads of people. But that was an element of, I weren't invited to the Cannes Film Festival. I just kind of like went and just winged it, and then had a great time and met loads of people from it, to the point where we'll probably go back this year now. Cool. So there is definitely an element to fake it till you make it, I think.
Yeah.
So
good stuff. This moves on to my next point, though, Han. I'm a big believer in you should support your friends, like support their businesses more than you would support someone you don't know. And like, I remember the other week, it was a guy who's got a burger joint, and I was like, he was telling me about it. I was like, mate, I'm going to come check it out. Went down there, and he was like, oh, mate, it's on the house. And I was like, no, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're a small business. I want to be there and support you. I was like, chuck an extra fiver on, because I want to see you do good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I wouldn't expect McDonald's to give me discount. So why would I? Have you come across that?
Yeah, I think there is an element of, I don't know. Like, all my friends are really good friends. Yeah. So, like you say, they do support. And I think that's really important to point out is I do come from, you know, a solid foundation of, like, a group of friends in school who will back us all the way. There is obviously an element of that, and I think anybody in business, you'd be lying to say if it's not. I think from a business owner, though, perspective, like you say, you're not going to have people always as generous walking in just saying, oh, put an extra bit on.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you've got to be strong, and we've had to have some really difficult conversations in the past where I would love to be giving out dresses for free to everyone, but then I wouldn't be a business if I were. So I think it's really important that you almost, the way we got used to it, I think, and then the way we came over it, for example, would be just, you know, talking around our service a bit more. So it's a new concept for us. So it's almost like these people weren't, or people were probably going to buy off somewhere else anyway. They were going to give their money to ASOS, for example.
Yeah.
So you would just say then, like, oh, look, why would you do that? Why don't you just, you know, come and hire a dress? And, like, looking at, like, different alternatives as to them being like, well, I was just going to come and take a dress, to be honest, anyway. Yeah. But, I think we're on from that, though. Good. I think we've gone...
How do you... I find the word sometimes for a lot of people, the word saying no is quite hard.
Mm.
How do you go with that one?
On my learning list, that
power of saying no.
Yeah, no, I've that's probably one of my downfalls.
Because you've got a big heart, Han.
Yeah,
and I think you want to make sure everyone's happy.
Yeah,
and you probably put yourself last at times.
Yeah, until I started losing my hair.
We go to Turkey.
Yeah, literally, I was like, oh gosh.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, it's post baby as well. I think a lot of people. What do you call it? Postpartum. Hair loss, coupled with stress.
Yeah.
I started, like, my hair was losing. I was losing my hair. I think I have got a big heart, and I will, anything I've got, I'll share with other people. Like, it's not about making Hannah win. It's about making my team, my family, everyone win, because there's a lot of input from people who you don't even see. Like, we've got front of house people, but there's a lot of people back. Like Jake, for example, he does loads with us. My mum still does a lot with us. Rebecca Poole works for me. Back house. So I think, like, works with the business. It's about looking after, like, us all and making sure we all win. So my heart will always stay quite big.
Cool.
But saying no is something we've got to, me personally anyway, I've got to learn more better to do. And it comes naturally, though, as you get busier.
Yeah.
I think it becomes easier to say no. People also respect you a bit more. I think that's a bit of a...
Yeah.
They understand your goal. They get to learn you. They get to know you. They got to know where you want to go. So I don't... Some people, they just don't put you in a position, which is awkward. So that's also a bit easier to say no to. But, yeah.
Like you said, it's where the business is at too. Maybe at the start when you're like, we need clients, you're like, oh, sure, I'll do that for you. And then as you get busier, you're like, nah, we can't afford, we literally can't. I'd love to help you, I can't. And then it just comes easier to do, like you said.
Yeah, and it becomes a lot easier. You learn a lot from yourself and a business perspective, though. You put processes in place which allow you to say no. So it doesn't even come to you because your process is, don't even allow it to.
Yeah.
So I think, and that's all part of building a business and learning. So you just, you know, the no stays at the door, really.
100%.
It doesn't even get to you because your process are there and they sort it out. So
good. And then now my next question is basically, you've gone from, you know, one shop to two or three shops now?
Yeah. So, well, two buildings, three
shops. And then you're online. How do you overcome self-doubt? Just keep running fast.
No, I'm an accountant, so it's a little bit, but I am so close to the figures. I'm so close to the detail. I've got a 5-year plan. We got budgets. If I'm starting to doubt myself, no matter where it is in the business, I revert back to the plan. Yeah. And I think that's what, and I also shut all the shops and everything on a Monday, and I take the time to spend with the team and be like, right, girls, this is the plan. This is what we're doing. What's everyone's thoughts? Yeah, it's not just my plan and my ways. It's everybody's involvement. And any self-doubt, or if we're doubting ourselves in some area, we fix it. It's not about carrying our forward. It's it's fixed, it's sorted, and it's done. It's move on. But yeah, I will say without that plan, I don't know how people would overcome that, because I know where I want to be tomorrow. I know where I want to be next year. Yeah. I know where I want to be in 5 years. I got it on paper. If that might happen, happy days. If it doesn't happen, I look to fix it. Mm. So the self-doubt doesn't hang around for long.
Good.
I also bounce a lot with a lot of people. So, good. Like, I go home, I'll speak with Jake, I'll bounce with my friends, I'll bounce with the girls. You've got to bounce your mind.
Got to bounce.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with the right people, too.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I don't know about this, girls. What do you think? And they're like, oh, God, no. Or they're like, yeah, absolutely. Run with it.
Good.
Yeah.
It's so nice to hear that. And it's like, where you're going. When you just said then, I've got a 5-year plan, I love that, because it's like, people think that's silly, but you need structure. I believe structure creates freedom.
Yeah.
Like, for you, Han, you know, this is another thing I love, is that you're a mother.
Mm.
You know, you've got employees. You've started something from your living room. Your family's like, really think about that.
I know, it does, like, make me laugh.
I think some people, you know, like, we all have this voice in our head sometimes when someone's doing really well. They're like, oh, he only did it because, or she only did it because she had a massive inheritance, or her family are rich. No, like, I know your upbringing. Like, I know that.
I didn't get handout.
That's what I mean. That's why this story is so sweet, because it's like, you've literally done it the school of hard knocks.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And like, the one thing I did get is support and time. Like, I did have time from my family. That's no doubt about that. And that the time given into that business from everybody involved, my family, like Jake, the girls, you know, has transpired into money, to be brutally honest. And that time now is really crucial to where we are today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we didn't have, you know, bags of inheritance. We didn't have bags of support, loans, whatever you do to start a business. I didn't have it. I literally started it. And it's still today, though. That's why we sell. We sell and we make more money and then we invest. That's just how it goes. I mean, I might be partial to investment if anyone's listening.
Anyone tuning in right now and they want a cheeky 200 or 300K.
Yeah, no, we've got some opportunities opening up with us, which, you know, will make it easier for us this year, I think. Yeah. And but I wouldn't have been able to grow the business as it is today if I didn't know how to do the bottom step, which is from the basics.
The foundations.
Yeah, the foundations. Like, I feel like you could give me £1 million tomorrow. I don't know if I could turn that into 5 million for you. Mm. I haven't got the operations. I haven't got the... We're not there yet. Yeah. And I know I'm not there. That's where my 5-year plan's important.
Do you reckon? I reckon if you give it to you, I think something good would happen with it. I think you undervalue yourself sometimes.
Yes. But I also, you know, you've got to nurture staff. You've got to work with the team. You've got to make sure your operations are working. All of that has got to be, and that's why you build to grow. Yeah. You've got to grow, put your platform in. Yeah. So you've got to grow again, put your platform. If you fall a step, you only fall a step. You don't fall to the bottom. If you do it overnight like that with £1 million, you're not learning on the way.
Yeah.
You've basically gone to the top. You could fall straight back to the bottom quick.
Yeah. Invest in. What's that?
You could, but you've got to put the building blocks in. Yeah. I can't fall too much, because otherwise we're back to square one and my business is gone.
It's too good to go now. The reputation's too big. Let's talk about, so you've just opened up a new version of Mini May, right?
Yeah, white room.
Let's talk about it.
Well, it was a gap in the market again. So last year, by default, our white outfits were being rented by brides.
Mm.
We had people travelling down from Liverpool, Bristol, everywhere, because this one photo on Instagram was giving an illusion, as it does, that we have a massive warehouse full of white outfits. So obviously they were turning up to pile, and I was like, oh, guys, like, we did have stock of outfits, but maybe not as much as I would have liked if I had known this demand was coming. Yeah. So this year, I was like, why don't we do a white room and actually advertise it as a lounge with lots of variety where brides can come, experience a styling session, and basically rent all their white outfits, because it's a one-time thing, hopefully for some. Don't want to get married twice,
I just clicked there. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
So that's what we opened last week. We employed Grace Collier, who was, I poached her from somewhere.
Can't say the name. Can't name drop it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that we opened that last week. It's a new little avenue to Mini May. I think it will fly, to be honest. Nice. I hope it does. We've set it up, built, like, using all our knowledge on what we know from doing the first one. So that's up and running. The diary opens this Wednesday.
Mm.
It's in Cowbridge, in our Cowbridge store upstairs. So that's really exciting.
That's massive.
Yeah, It's big. I think it'll grow. We've had some really good opportunities coming from it already. So we had an industry night last Thursday, and some like really big players in the wedding industry come along, chatted to us, loved the idea, loved the concept. So I'm really excited to see where that one goes. So
I'd love to think where this is going to be in a year's time.
Yeah.
What's on the plan?
What's on the plan?
We can't share it just yet.
No. What? There's quite a few things on the plan.
It's crazy though, isn't it? The road, you'll find your way on the road, I believe, but so many things, amazing things happen on the journey. Like I used to be at the start was like, I want to get to this. And then I stopped enjoying the journey.
Yeah.
And then I realized that the fun is the journey. The end goal is like, it's cool, but the hard days, the questioning yourself, am I meant to be doing this? Is this my purpose?
Yeah.
And then before you know, you're like, that grown me to do what I'm doing. I had to go through that to go where I had to go.
Yeah, 100%. And I don't know whether it's like a 30 thing, but as soon as I hit 30, I was like, because I also obviously work for PwC. So this has just been like a side business, which has developed really well. And like the girls have grown it massively in the last year. So I've decided to quit that. But I think that was really important. I was missing enjoying the moment. I was enjoying it and I've been loving it, but I've been not appreciating how well it's been going or because I've just been so busy.
Yeah.
It's the same with anything. Like Ovi's growing up really quick and I'm like, oh, I'm just here, there and everywhere. I was like, oh, I turned 30 and I was like, I can't do this. I've worked so hard in my 20s to get this flexibility. I need to utilise it. I'm not going to keep on going until forever. So I may as well actually like, you know, utilise it. We've got a business which is flexible towards working mums. I think, like, there's not many people out there who can say they've done that. No. We literally flex it around our schedules. And
nice.
Very good. It's really successful, yeah. Everyone can grow in it as well. So, yeah.
What does success look like to you, Han?
Happiness. Yeah.
In what way?
I think, happiness. If everybody comes to work, everyone's got their own goals. It might be happy, it might be family, it might be money, it might be whatever it is. We all tell each other our goals, we all talk about them, and we achieve them. So it's just, for me, it's a combination of them all.
Yeah.
I am driven. I will always work really hard. So I love being a mum, but I went on put on this earth to be a mum. Mm. I wanted to be a mum and also Hannah, and also Hannah the accountant or Hannah the business owner. So I got to make me happy, I got to fulfil them all in some ways. So I think that's what success looks like to me, is having like, you know, each kind of pot at a reasonably fulfilled, like fulfilled balance, basically, between family, career, friends, and business.
Nice. They talk about how when you become, successful, when you achieve your goals, whatever it is you want in life, they say once you get to that stage, after that, the optimized person is, or a man or woman is, they have three pillars, like health, wealth, and relationships. So if you can get like those three key pillars at like a 10 out of 10, that's when, you know, that's the fulfillment life, you know, where, and that's a juggling act for everyone. I don't care what anyone says. Once you start investing in your business, you neglect your body, or you might neglect your relationship for a bit. And it's finding that a happy medium. And I think the key is communication though.
Yeah.
Communication, understanding that,
understanding.
I might have to sacrifice a bit here, but like the big picture is we get to eat, like we got to do nice things one day together. It's that freedom, right?
Yeah, I think the freedom's important. I think as a working mum as well, I think it's having time to, you know, actually spend time with your children around being able to sustain a paycheck. I think that's hard. I think that's harder than I ever thought it would be.
Yeah.
So I thought I could just go back to work and be able to just like turn up at my house at, you know, after work, 5 p.m., cooked it. It does not go like that. It's just not about that. So I think, you know, that was my kind of goal, was being able to build a business which was flexible around like school runs, for example, and like, you know, being able to bring in a paycheck at the end of the month and contribute from a financial perspective, keep your own thing going. Because I've got my own career, so I want to be able to kind of like do that a little bit as well. But also, be a mum and spend time with my child. Nice. But
how do you find that as well? Because you used to be, well, I don't know if you still are, but you used to be really good at netball.
Yeah.
Is that like, because I remember one stage you were very driven in that, and you wanted to go probably all of the, I know you played for Wales and stuff, but was that hard to let go of?
Yes, I know. Like, I did choose my career over netball. It's a great... I don't think there's enough credit, actually, to the women in doing that sport because, you know, trying to, like... It's an unpaid career, but you're giving up so much of your time. Yeah. It's impossible to... Well, some people do, and some people are amazing at doing it, but for me, I just couldn't... There was clashes. Yeah. I couldn't get a morning training and go to my lectures and do everything in between.
It's not a morning girl.
Not a morning girl.
It wasn't the reason of a kid or anything. It was just not a morning girl.
Just not for me. And like a family, like it would be really difficult. Yeah. I can imagine if you were having children to try and like travel around the country on the weekend.
Yeah.
That would be just an absolute no go for me now.
Yeah. I remember last year in Australia, I coached a women's team, and it was one of the maddest experiences. Like very like giving me that like wow, humans are amazing. It was like one woman. She was on the field. You know, smashing these girls. And I looked to the right, like one of the girlfriends was holding a baby on the outside. Aww. One of the girls at halftime was breastfeeding a child whilst on the bench.
Aww.
And I was just like the human body is amazing, but so a woman's, you know, being so selfless to like,
yeah.
1 minute she's about to tackle, you know, some big islander girl. The next thing she's breastfeeding a little child. And you're like, wow, like this is just like.
Yeah, I take my hat off to women who can do that.
Powerful. Mm. It really is. I've got two questions here for you, and then we'll get Kylie in for you.
Hey.
Just leave that there. Okay, question number one is, what advice would you say to someone who wanted to start a business?
You've got to have a fire in your belly. So, for me, if you don't have the fire in your belly, you won't see it through. It's hard. It's not easy. It's not what it looks from the outside. So if you haven't got that passion and drive,
yeah.
It's just you're not going to be number two consistent. You have to be consistent. You have to show up every single day. Like that's something that is really important in our team. And every single day without fail, you will see our girls. And if you don't, I want to know.
Yeah.
No, there's 365 days in the year, and if we don't show up on every single day, that's not consistency. You've got to keep ticking. So the fire in the belly and the consistency is key.
Nice.
For someone starting a business.
How do you overcome, for instance, for a lot of people, it's hard to talk on camera or, you know, be in front of him, be on social media, you've got 1,000 people watching you talk, right? I felt at the start when I started doing it. How do you overcome it for women out there?
Confidence in each other. I think you've got to surround yourself by like-minded people. So if you're working, for example, in a job which is all behind a camera or behind a computer screen, you are going to struggle. You need to push yourself out there to people who are used to doing it because they pull you along. So before you know it, you're in. I remember it was like last year when I lost my account, and I linked up with two of the girls who were like influencers at the time. Well, they still are in Cardiff, and they come down and they were like, let's go live. And I was like, what? Like, we're going live from your shop. And I was like, oh my gosh. And they just put the camera on live.
No brainer.
I didn't even have a chance to even think about myself. We just went live. Loads of people join in. And I just think that's I surrounded myself by people who are used to doing it. They brought me up. They taught me what to do. And that's what we do with us all. Like, none of the girls were confident, really, with coming on camera.
Yeah.
And the first thing, if I speak to somebody who wants to come join the team in the actual briefing, I'm like, right, can you speak on camera? 9 times out of 10, no. And then I'm like, okay. They come in after a few weeks. I'm like, can you speak on camera? And then you can't get it off them.
Yeah.
they're great. But it's because we've built each other up.
Normalising it.
Normalise it. Be confident. Just show up. That's how we overcome it, basically.
Love it. I think it's a key, though. You know, just like it is literally, I used to say to myself, just get over yourself. Like, I was worried about what people would think about me doing this. And then I thought on the bigger scale was like, when I'm 50 or when I'm 60 and I'm at home and I reflect on my life, am I going to lie there and go, oh, Karen would judge me for talking on camera or Steve would? I was like, no, I want to live my life and know that I've, you know, turned every stone. I've done everything and I can look at myself and go, you know what? If it did or didn't fail, I'm proud that you give it a crack.
Yeah.
So.
Sometimes the biggest issue is yourself, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, every
Once
time.
Once you've overcome what you think in your head, you're away. No one really cares. There's an unfollow button.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just unfollow.
Yeah, normally the ones who talk the most shit watch the most shit as well. Yeah. Watch the most of you.
Yeah.
And Kylie, you ready?
Oh,
Showtime.
Showtime.
Okay, Kylie, can you see yourself on the camera? She's too busy doing selfies. Are you going live on your phone?
Oh, really?
Yeah, go on if you want to. Go live. I don't know where you could put your phone, though. But Kylie, all right, now Hannah's you. It's your opportunity to get into it. Let's get real now. Oh, talk now. Talk now into the mic.
Hello.
So you're going to have to put it a little bit higher.
There's,
there you go.
It's quite heavy.
Yeah, do a little gym workout while you're here.
I need to.
So you're in the shop a lot.
I am.
How does it go down in the shop?
Oh, I love the shop.
Yeah.
It's fab. Yeah.
Nice, I nice. What what's the biggest highlight of the shop? Like when you're in there and you see girls coming in, what gives you the biggest buzz?
I just love it when someone comes in and says, for example, I had a girl the other day, I've never worn a dress in my life. I don't know if I'm going to be able to wear a dress. She was a tomboy and we got her in a dress and she felt incredible and she was like, I can't wait to come back and wear another dress.
Really?
Yeah, and just stuff like that just gives you a massive buzz, just helping women feel confident.
Nice.
You know,
you're really good at that, aren't you?
That's the one. Bring it a little bit closer. Are you a pretty confident girl, Kyle?
Yeah, I'd like to say so.
Could you rock?
Say too confident, but yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Every day I'm stunning.
We need a girl. We all need someone like that in our life.
No,
that just brings
she's
up vibes.
Definitely a breath of fresh air. You can yeah. say that.
Oh, where did you two meet? You. Obviously, like, how did you start working at Mini May then?
So, I knew Han, because it's like, Bajan, like with Cole, you just know everyone, don't
yeah,
you? So I've always known
yeah.
Han, and I was friendly with one of her close friends, but I just seen an advert on Instagram, and I thought, oh my God, that job is for me, and Bianca tagged me, and I thought, I'm doing it, I'm going for it, and then I popped to the shop
yeah.
one day, and
nice.
Yeah, went from there.
My if first sales employee.
Was she?
Yeah.
No, she's trying to get rid of her. No, she's hard work. No, no. How, if you could say in one word, what does Mini May stand for? What would it be?
One word?
Well, whatever, like a sentence then, for instance.
Supporting women, I'd say.
Supporting women. What about you, Han?
Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah. It was, you know, by default, I should say sustainable fashion. Mm. But, yeah, it's come on a long way since that. I think supporting women is where it's at. Yeah.
I think it's supporting women. I think, yeah, that is the key. I think even hearing you girls talk, how you uplift each other, it needs to be more of that in the world.
100%.
We need to get around each other more and uplift each other and realise, like, probably Han may sit at home some days and go, like, wow, I don't think, you know, Kylie's doing amazing, but she's got so much more potential to do more. Mm. Like, how can we move into that position? Or maybe B, or maybe Pooley, I don't know. But, like, I just think we all need someone like that in our lives that, like, sees the best of us and wants us to do the best.
Yeah,
because
it's
easier to be negative in this world. It's, like, an easy concept. But
oh,
if we
yeah.
can find the positive all the time, it's life just, doors open. I don't know if you notice that.
Oh,
doors
yeah,
just
do.
Open all the time. You're like, how the heck did that happen? You're like, no, it's your energy.
Yes, your energy. Oh my yeah. gosh. And that's what we say.
What do we say every day? Think positive. Every
yeah.
morning, think positive.
Yeah.
We can have a good day, think positive.
Yeah, every day is like that.
Yeah, we've got to be. Otherwise, we wouldn't be where you were.
No.
Yeah. You are now.
Where do you see the business? Where would you like the business to go, Kyle?
No, say what you said the other day.
Oh no, what did I say?
She rings me up. This is the pressure I get off it. She rings me up. She's like, this is the thing. My target is this year. What's the point in doing the same as last year? Surely we're going to do double because that's
where
I wanted
grow.
To go. I was like, okay.
We're only going to go like that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's grow.
Nice. So my last question for both of you is, I always say to all my audiences, what are you grateful for? Go with Han first.
It's got to be family, friend.
Family,
health.
Yeah.
Health and wealth, definitely. Is it just one thing?
You can be as much as you want, yeah.
Family, friends, health and wealth.
Yeah. My babies, family, friends, health, and Mini May.
Wealth.
Wealth, wealth.
Make me rich.
No, I'm very grateful for both of you coming on. Obviously, you're good energy. I only met you earlier, Kylie, and yeah, I can rip the piss out of you already, which is a good sign. I think you're going to rip the piss out of someone. You're onto a goodie
yeah.
there.
We're quite easygoing, aren't we?
Yeah, you've got to be, haven't you?
Yeah.
And Han, I'm very grateful for you because if it wasn't for you, none of this would have started, obviously. Your passion, your drive, I think the key word for you is drive. You have
the
so
drive,
much of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that girl in the same form as me was my little best mucker.
Yeah.
And just to see what you're doing now is very inspiring. And any women or men out there who are in this right now, like, take a leaf out of your book and just back yourself. which you've done.
I agree. Yeah. Thanks for having us all.
No worries. How can someone find you, both of you?
I'm pretty sure my mobile number's plastered all over the internet. That's something we've been trying to change. So where can we be found? CF33. At Google, Minnie Mae Closet.
What's our Instagram?
Instagram, hi UK_MinnieMae Closet. We're always on it, to be fair. And our website. So nice. we've got all our little email addresses on the bottom of the website. And there's probably a shop number floating around somewhere. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, girls. Really appreciate it.
Thanks all. Thank you.
Don't just talk it, walk it. Walk is only. Don't just talk it, walk it. Don't just talk it, walk it. Walk is only. Don't just talk it, walk it. Walk is only.